Yeah, so we left off with the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David. I have really a little bit of a problem with the Ramban. I want to make in the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, the paragraph that begins, Lamadnu Mikan. So the Ramban says that even by Chemsu Shel Yisrael, let's skip the first couple of lines, we'll come back to them, because they're going to cause the problem. But our component, the Ramban is Mechich from a Mechilta. L'chatchila he thought, Kim Edumim Hayinu. L'chatchila he thought that, give me one second. Yeah, okay, we're good. L'chatchila he thought, Kim Edumim Hayinu, that by Chemsu Shel Yisrael, it doesn't matter where it is. And that the whole limitation about Yichud Le'Bayis and so on, Motziloy, that's only by Chomish Kibbul of Achayis. Chomish Kibbul of Achayis, there there's a drosha that has to be Motziloy. Motziyetzloy. But then he says that he has a Mechilta, Yotzli, that Darshan is my basic B'shusoy, I've called B'shusoy. Yotzli Chemshi Shil Yisrael B'shus Nochri, Afu B'shu Yochel of Arayi, Aval Eine B'shusoy. So he says, oh, so now it comes out that even Chemsi Shul Yisrael Mamish, if it's not in his Rishus, so he's all, so he has to, he doesn't have to be Mavar. But Manu Ikan, that by Chemsi Shul Yisrael also is a halacha that it has to be in his Rishus. So now, again, skipping a couple of lines, he says, Umi Atzmi Yil Mucho. Yeah, he says, I have a Raya Minei Ube. It's Muchoch. That even that by Chemsi Shul Yisrael, you only over if it's in his Rishus. Shem Eina Ta'im Ekein, if you're not going to say it that way, nimsu soimer, then it's going to come out that chomish shulcha afilu mufkud biyad goy biiracheres ato evil, that your own chomets, even if it's sitting by a goy biiracheres, I don't know why I didn't talk about b'shus rabim, but kaparim, even if it's sitting by a goy b'shus acheres, you're evil olof. Afal pisha enoi beveischa v'loi begvulecha. And so fine, so now we understand. Without the Mechilta, il moli the Mechilta, it would be, if we, according to the Kimidumim Hayinu, what he had thought originally, so Chemsi Shel Yisrael, wherever it is, even Beveis Nochi B'Iracheres, Yoiva. And on the other end, Chomet She'enei Shulcha, not so clear what he means, Chomet She'enei Shulcha with Achrayis or without Achrayis. Chomet She'enei Shulcha, Afilu Beveischa Einata Oivra Olof. But the Torah said "Vulchu ubatechem." It has to be miskayim somewhere. So now let's think this through. When he said "Chomet she'enu shulcha," I feel ubaveischa inato ibrolo. So he means with achrayis or without achrayis. So if he means without achrayis, and then aloch is, and even if it's mamish nichnas lebeisoy, but seker biyodo enu zaka klavar. So what's his kasha? Chemsi shel Yisrael, it's even b'shus acheres, even b'ir acheres. And chemsi shel goy, it's even if it's nichnasu b'tzeke b'yodoy. So where is it miskayim, the din of gulechu b'teichem? What's the kasha? It's miskayim in chemsi shel nochri shekibol of achayis. Well, you're not allowed to have it in your house, but if it's b'veishu shel nochri, it's okay. Like what's his kasha b'chal? Right, he says, "Kilu, it's muchuch. The mechilta is muchuch. Otherwise, you're never going to have a case for gulecha. The Torah said gulecha must mean something. If it's your chametz, it could be anywhere. If it's goyish chametz, you're allowed to have it in your house. So, what's the case of gulecha? He left out an obvious case. He left out the case of chametz shel goy shel kibul of achrayis, where the halacha taki is that if it's beveso shel goy chametz shel nochi beveso shel nochi, you're not over. But in your own house, you are over." So what does he want? What's his kasha b'chal? So that's what I said yesterday. That al kochach his kasha is from chometz shel goy shekibul of achrayis. When he says chemtz shel goy chometz she'enei shelcha, he's talking about chometz she'enei shelcha that you were makabel achrayis. So then, what does he mean? What is he asking? Afilu beveischa einat ha'ivrolov. What do you mean? Afilu beveischa einat ha'ivrolov. It's not true. Beveischa you are over olof. That's the din of kibbul of achrayis. So I said yesterday, akochach means if it's in your bias, but you're miyachal le'mokum. If it's, that's the Gemara. Even if it's in your bias, but if you're miyachal le'mokum, it's still your bias. Schiris lekanya, it's still your bias. But if you're miyachal le'mokum, you're not over. So it comes. So when do you have the din of gvulecho? Chomet shel Yisrael, it's afilu b'yiracheres, afilu b'beis shel goy. You're over. Chomet shel goy shekibul. If you're not mekabel achrayis, if you're not even over ever. And even if you are mekabel achrayis, you can still have it in your house. You can't have it when it's motzi by you. Okay, motzi by you, you're not allowed to have. Lo yimotzi. So he has to say lo yimotzi. But gvulecho, it's not true. I'm allowed to have it in my gvul as long as I make it not motzi. I'm yachad le'mokan. So I'm allowed to have it. So where do you ever have the din of gvulecho? So Raya says that the din of it's a raya that what? It's a raya that chentzi shel Yisrael has to be in your rishus. So now it's miskayim the din of gvulecho. How is it miskayim the din of gvulecho? It's not true. Chentzi shel Yisrael also I'm allowed to have it in my gvul. If I rent out the mokum, it's still in my gvul, but if I rent out the mokum, it's still in my gvul, schirus lekanya, but I'm allowed to have the chometz there. So what did he gain? Klapi, his question, how's it mishkachas lo gvulecha? What does he gain by now saying, well, it must be, it's a riot in the mechilta, that chemtzi shel Yisrael, if it's not in your rishus, it's not over. So what? I didn't get anything. Just like chemtzi shel, nochri, I'm allowed to have it in my gvul. If I'm a yachad le'mokum, schirus lekanya. So chemtzi shaloi l'chor is the same thing. I'm allowed to have it in my gvul if I'm a yachad le'mokum. So yichad le'mokum, exactly, you don't have, but I could be maskil le'mokum. I can't be miyachad mokum. Yichad mokum literally is when you have chemtzi shal goy and I'm a yachad le'mokum to the chometz. So by being a yachad le'mokum for shmiras ha'chometz, I'm giving it over to the goy. If it's my own chometz and I'm a yachad le'mokim, whom am I giving it over to me? Because it's my chometz. So that's, you don't have literally yichad le'mokim, but yichad le'mokim is just a form of schiris. But we're in the Gemara, schiris like it's totally in schiris kanya and schiris like kanya. So as schiris, I could have even my own chometz, like the case of masker and seicher. I have chometz in the house and I'm masker out the house. So now it's my chometz, but it's not motzi etzla. So it's still b'gavulecho. So what was the Ramban? What did the Ramban gain? Klapi, how did he move any closer to answering this question? So this was my hechuch yesterday that I said it's muchuch that by chemtzi shel Yisrael it doesn't matter if you're maskele mokum, you're still over. There's no din by chemtzi shel Yisrael that it has to be motzi etzlei. There's a din. The mechilta didn't say motzi etzlei. The mechilta said it has to be beischa. But beischa b'shuscha of kol b'shus has to be beischa. So even if you maskele mokum, it's still beischa. Schirus like kanya. So maybe that's where it's miskaya, the din of gulecha. The din of gulecha is miskaya by chemtzi shel Yisrael.
But Rabbi, why would the drasha of matzui not apply to chemtzi shel Yisrael? The ma'aseh, it's not matzui to you.
Because we'll learn the drasha like this. The Torah says lo yirah lecha. So lo yirah lecha means your own chametz. So yochel yikabel b'tlenis min anachi. Tamad loyim lo yimotzi. So lo yimotzi is coming to tell me that you're not allowed to have chemtzi shel nochi. In Lo Yimotzi, it says a limitation. When you're not allowed to have Chomet Shel Nochri, when it's Motzi Yetzle. But it's a limitation in the Ribuy of Lo Yimotzi. But in what's literally Lecha, there's no such limitation.
Rabbi, wouldn't that be a limit in Shalachirim, which according to the Ramban would include a Jew?
But how does Shalachirim include a Jew? I mean another Jew?
Yeah.
Another Jew is not lecha either. Another Jew is also in lo yimotze. Lecha means your chametz. So your chametz is no limitation. But how do I know goyish chametz? Tamid loy me lo yimotze. The Brisa on the previous omen. Tamid loy me lo yimotze. So Agamar is meisiv. Tamid loy me lo yimotze. But only to the extent that it's motze. If it's not motze, then it's not included in the ribuy of tamid loy me lo yimotze. But in the original yiro lecha, it's still included. Maybe we'll see later Havana. But that's what I thought is muchuk in this Ramban. And the Beferish is not like Rabbeinu Dovid. Rabbeinu Dovid and Dav Dalet says Beferish that Chomet Shel Yisrael, that by masking and Soichah, the mask is not over because it's not in his Rishus? Then it's very meduik in the Lashon of Rabbeinu David. Because what's Rabbeinu David going to do with the Ramban's Kasha? What happened to Gvul Echo? So if you look at Rabbeinu David and Daf Daled, so there's two diukim. Rabbeinu David and Daf Daled by masking and Soichah. Ha'emes b'zeh, shezeh ha'chomets en oivin olav bar yirob al yimotzei lo yeh ha'maske b'lo yeh ha'secher. Zeh lefi she'ene sh'loi v'zeh lefi she'ene b'shosei. So he goes on. Sh'ha'secher hazeh k'far nikne lo yeh ha'bayis l'schirus. V'kesef hu v'shtar v'chazoka. V'ha'bayis hu b'shosei l'gamri l'inyin chomets. K'ra ha'minin l'kamon, de'af al-gab l'schirus l'ikanyo, sh'ayni hocha de'af g'irachmona b'loshin lo yimotzei. There's a whole arichas here in Rabbeinu David. First of all, Rabbeinu David says beferish that the drush of our Gemara of lo yimotzei hamotzei biyotcha applies to chemtzei shel Yisrael too. He's using our Gemara, he's using the drush of our Gemara to explain why the masker is not over when the chometz is by the is in the is when the bias is socher. He says because even though schirus like kanya. But here we have a drosha. Here we have a drosha. Afkir Rachmanu b'loshen lo yimotzei. And he quotes Hagamar, even though ordinarily schirus lekanya, but shiny hocha with the Torah said it b'loshen lo yimotzei. So that's number one. The Rabbeinu David holds that the drosha of lo yimotzei is going to chomet shel Yisrael too. It's not limited to chemtzei shel nochri shekibul v'chayis. It applies to chemtzei shel Yisrael. It has to be motzei lo. That's why yichud. That's why if it's socher, it's not. It's not motzilei. That's number one. But what do you do with the Ramban's kasha about gvulecho? So how do you have a case? So the Torah said gvulecho. What do you do with the pasuk? But then it's meduik in the lashon of Rabbeinu David that he says havon in this drasha of lo yimotzei. He says hasoicher hazeh kvar nikne lo yahabayis. The bias is coming to the soicher. Bekesef hu b'shtar bechazaka. Vahabayis hu b'shusay legami le'inyin chometz. The bias is b'shusay soicher. It's niknalei habayis. What do you mean? Niknalei habayis. Schirus lekanya. He himself asked. The afagav the schirus lekanya. Shiny hocha the afgirachmona beloshin lo yimotzei. I think it's meduk loshin Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David understood that the drosh of lo yimotzei hamotzi biyotcha. It's saying that leinyin chometz schirus is enough of a kinyan. Now, the normal pshat in the drosh would be schirus taka lo kanya. The schiris is not koni. I mean, the schiris like kanya. The schiris is not koni, and the chometz is in yerushus. But even though it's in yerushus, but it's not motzi. Motzi is another tonight. It's not enough that it's in my yerushus. It has to be motzi to me. And if the place was miyuchad to somebody else, the place is socher out to somebody else. So the place is mine. It's my yerushus. It's berushusi. I could be makdish things that are there and so on. It's in my yerushus, but it's not motzi. It's not motzili. The Lashon Rabbeinu David is mashma not the way that the Torah is saying a gila that when it comes to that le'inyin chabayo b'yimotzei schiris is enough to take it out of my rishus. For other halachas, schiris is loikanya and it's still considered to be in my rishus. But it's le'inyin b'yo b'yimotzei, the Torah said it has to be more in my rishus. The rishus that you need for b'yo b'yimotzei, the criterion. For it be considered, it being considered in my rishus is different for Bar Yorba Yimotzei than for Shai Yisur. So Kilo the Torah is saying le'inyin chometz schiris is kanya, and that's mamish loshon. So hasoicher hazeh kvar nikne lo habayis l'schiris. What do you mean nikne lo habayis schiris lo kanya? Is it different than it has to be motzila? That's not the loshon Rabbeinu David. Kvar nikne lo habayis. The bias is nikne lo b'schiris, and even here it's because of v'shtar v'chazaka schiris is a kinyan. Well, what do you mean? It's a kinyan, but it's the chesirus like kanyan. So he says, no, but shiny hocha the afkir rechmano. So the Rabbeinu David learned that the drush of lo yimotzi is telling me that le'inyan chomet chesirus is kanyan. So in Mele, if that's the case, then I think the Ramban's kasha is also miyushu. The Ramban is, what about gvulecha? The Torah says gvulecha. The Torah says lo yimotzi is megala, that if it's socher, it's not gvulecha. Chesirus is kanyan. If it's kanyan, it's not gvulecha. I need lo yimotze because gvulecha I would have normally measured in the terms of kolater kulas chirus lakanya still gvulecha. Says the Torah lo yimotze when it comes to chometz that's not called gvulecha. Gvulecha when it comes to chometz chirus is kanya. I need a bigger level, a different kind of gvulecha. I need a gvulecha that's defined by matzila. Many Ben David doesn't have a makom lechag between the chametz of Yisrael and the chametz of a guy. If the Torah is telling me a definition of gvulecha, the Torah is telling me that lein the chametz is a different definition of reshus, so that's true by chametz of Yisrael too. So, it's all fine and well. The problem that I have is the Lashon HaRamban at the beginning of the paragraph that I skipped those couple of lines. The Lashon HaRamban is, the Ramban began the paragraph by saying, Lamadnu mikan shedin chemtzi sheyisrael atzmai kedin chomet shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis. The din of chomet shel Yisrael is like the din of chomet shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis. V'truvayu, by both of them, b'shus Yisrael oyver b'shus hagoy eino efer. The bateichim k'siv. That Lashon is l'chorin al abadavko. It's not really true. Chemtzi shel Yisrael is not the same as chemtzi shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis. Chemtzi shel Yisrael, it's true that by both of them, if it's in the reshus of a goy, you're not over. But by chemtzi shel nochi shekibol by chemtzi shel Yisrael, that's the whole din. If it's reshus nochi, you're not over because it's his batechem. But basically, reshus of the drosh of the mechilta. But chemtzi shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis is a much more stringent halacha that it has to be motziloi. That's not learned out from batechem. That's learned out from lo yimotzei. It's a different din, that's a different gedarim. It is gvulecha, but it doesn't matter. You're not over anyway because not motzilai. So it's a very lashon Ramban is strange to me. Din chemtzi shel nochi, din chemtzi shel Yisrael, lamadnu mikan, shedin chemtzi shel Yisrael atzmei, kedin chomet shel nochi shekibol l'chayis. It's not true. But true, v'ayu b'shus Yisrael over b'shus agoyen over the bateichin k'siv. I mean, it's true as far as it goes. That b'shus nochi not over, because it says bateichin. But by chemtzi shel nochi shekibol l'chayis is a much more limiting halacha. It's halacha l'mut. Yeah, that's a mitzvah yashin. I don't know what to do with that line in the Ramban. Everything else seems to be very solid. It's muchach in the Ramban. That the din of batechim is only by chemtzi shel Yisrael. By chemtzi shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis, the din of vulecha is, that's what he says. The din of vulecha is only mishkachas la chemtzi shel Yisrael. That's where it's measured with vulecha. Chemtzi shel nochi shekibol l'vachayis is not measured with vulecha. Has a different din, motzilah. So how does he put them together? I don't know. That's a mitzvah liyasha. Leaving that for the... There's a mokum lizgadiyah. What to do with those first two lines of the Ramban? Yeah. Now, other mishut. So fine. L'maisa, shitas Ramban is that chemtz that you need. Shitas Ramban, Rabbeinu David, is that even by chemtz shel Yisrael, based on the mechilta, even by chemtz shel Yisrael, it has to be in his reshus. If it's in the reshus of a guy, he's not either. Because you need my basic b'shusay, I've called b'shusay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If chametz of a guy that's measured by matzui, can you have a case where it's not your shus but matzui? Like, let's say you put it outside your house and b'shusay rabbi, Masan, you're a shus, but it's matzui to you. So over there, you would be over? Masha inkin chametz shal Yisrael?
I think you need b'teichim also. But I don't think you have such a case. If it's not, could you have such a case? That is motzite. It's not in his reshus, but it's motzite.
If I'm mafkin my chomitz to somebody else, it's motzite to me, but it's not my reshus.
As mafkin my chomitz to a guy, let's say. So we'll say that is motzite to me, because he's miyachid, maybe mokum to me. But here's like Kanya. and it'll be his chum, and it's chivus lekanya, so it's not batechem.
And I could do that with goy shechametz. I'm a kabbal.
That's a nice case. Let's say I gave my chametz to a guy, and he was miyachad and welcome to me. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the guy. Schir is lekanya. On the other hand, to whom is it motzi? It's not motzi to him. That's what Agamar says. When you miyachad and welcome, it's not motzi to the bal habayis. It's motz. So lechayra, it's motzi to the bal chametz. So this would be like the mirror image. My chametz is sitting by a guy, and he was miyachad and welcome to me. So it's motzi to me, but it's in his bias. So that'll be a case where he'll be potter, but he won't be potter because of lo yimotzei. He'll be potter because of my beischa b'shuscha. So maybe that's what the Ramban is starting off. There's a din of my beischa b'shuscha, and that's across the board, both by chametz shel Yisrael and by chametz shel nochesh yikibul levachayis. If it's sitting by a guy, you're not able. And I need that halacha even by chametz yikibul levachayis. Because if it's sitting by a goyin, he was miyachad lemokim, then it's motzi to me. But it's not patechem. And that's the din of gulecha. That's which mishkachas lo din of gulecha. I hear. Maybe that's the etzah. That's what the Rabbana is saying. The chomish shel Yisrael shekibul and chomish shel Yisrael mamish, and chomish shel nochesh shekibul levachrayis, they have the same din. Chomish shel shekibul levachrayis has a chomish shel nochesh shekibul levachrayis has another din too, but the Rabbana starts off by saying the din of the mechilta is true across the board. Chomish shel Yisrael, if it's sitting by a goy, you're not over, and it's negay also to chomish shel nochesh shekibul levachrayis. If it's sitting by a goy, even though he's miyach and mokum to me, so it's motzi to me, but I'm not over. Because that's the dinner, it has to be sitting by me. Il moli the mechilta, if it would not be for the mechilta, and chemtzi shel Yisrael b'shus goy would be over. So chomet shel nochi shekibol of achrayis, even though it has an extra tonight that has to be motzi to him, but if it would be b'shus goy and he was miyach and mokim, so it's motzi to him, so he'd be over too. So I need this new dinner, the mechilta. I hear. It's a good etzah. That's a good etzah. Okay, very good. Yeah. So fine. So Shita Saramban and Shita Saraban David, Shita Saran, is that even by Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, it has to be in his Rishus. If it's sitting by a guy, so you're not over. Bipshutoi, if it's sitting by Shita Saraban, you're also not over. It's the same thing. It's not in his Rishus. What's the definition here of Rishus? It's for something that's sitting b'shus rabim isn't my rishus. I could be makdashit. But if it's sitting by a shomer, I could also be makdashit. That's not the, obviously Ramban doesn't think that's the rishus that we're talking about. My basically rishus means that it has to be mamish in my yard. It's to be mamish in my bias. It was a bit strange. Because you have a very similar drasha by Hektish. Ishki Yaktish is Beisoy. The Gemara says, my Beisoy B'shusoy, I've called B'shusoy. That's the mocker for the din. That you can't be Maktish, or self in that matter, something that's not in your Rishus. So something that's stolen from you, Zelefish, so you can't be Maktish it, because it's not in your Rishus. So don't have from Ishki Yaktish is Beisoy. But if it's sitting in the street, I could be Maktish it. Or if it's sitting by a Shemer, also, she came out to Rishonim, the Meiri put a sheet, not the way, but that's Gomez and Rishonim, I could be Makdashit. Because that's not called that it's out of my Rishus, it's in my control. By Chometz, that's not enough. By Chometz, the Ramban is saying, the Mechilta is saying, Chemse Shal Yisrael B'Shus Nochi, he's not a Ganav. I could be Makdashit. The Mechilta says that I'm not. Yeah, so we saw the Ga'inim of Shita song with Achrayas. Achrayas is different. Maybe you can't be Makdashit either when there's Achrayas. Okay, but the Ramban is not the Ga'inim. There's no remnants in the Ramban that it's a special case of Achrayas. Sitting by a guy, the man's not a Myrishus. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I call it for your Indian somehow. How do we know? How does this drasha of Beischa, my Beischa Bishusha, what was the lesson exactly of the Mechilta? Bevatechen, my Beischa Bishusha, Vulcha Bishusha. Why is it called Ein Bishusha? Why is it different than Hektish? Had a bit of David say it. Give me a second. I'm looking at the Mara Mokum. I see they bring a Mordek Azach. It's Machlekes to Shagasari in the Mekor Chaim. Lefi the Ramban, what if it's in the street? So the Ramban says for Dova Poshut that if it's in the street, you're not over. Lefi the Ramban, Minatar. Same thing as it by a Goy. It's not in Yerushus. What's the difference? And you will have to say it's not like Hektish. I could be mak to something that's in the street. I could be mak to something that's sitting by a Goy too, as long as he's watching it for me. It's a different kind of beischa, and the Mekor Chaim is chaylik. The Shagasai says lefi the Ramban comes down a very different thing that min haTorah you could just take chometz out and put it out in the street and you're not over. Mekor Chaim says he doesn't think that's true. He says the Ramban's only talking about when it's by a guy. But if it's in the street, then that's still called this in your that's not included. West of Shad. She says, "Dafkav ma'is mafkid beis akum." So the afal gab the base and nifkid kari base like as far as her osh. Come on, come on. Us a cost of shnei dvarim she'ena b'shusa ki b'shusa m'rakim adayim l'nichnas b'shusa shalach. Chaim says it's a chiddush. The Gemara says that really chomus is altogether not a mayrishus. Chal is not a mayrishus because it's your hana. But shnei dvarim ena b'shusa yishalodon v'yasam a cost of kilo ena b'shusa. The Torah takes the chomus and puts it into mayrishus. So he says the Torah only puts it into my rishus if there's nobody else's rishus, but the Torah doesn't take it out of somebody's rishus to put it into my rishus. So if it's sitting by a guy, so it's in the guy's rishus too. And it's in my rishus too. He's holding it for me. The guy is holding it for me. But it's in his rishus for me. So that far the Torah doesn't go. Really now it's a sir not. You go out of my rishus. So the Torah wants to put it into my rishus. Since it's a rishus acheris olav, the Torah doesn't put it into my rishus. Okay, I don't know. She's talking commotion piagura. I don't know. She's asking the psukim over here. Chayin svar the shagasai is right. Poshut the svar the vada is like the shagasai. If you're over by a guy, then you should be over even in the street. I'm sorry. If you're not over when it's by a guy, you should not be over even if it's in the street. Kach bepshutay. The Rav Shagasai is the Kash and the Ramban. The Gemara said, the Chacham is, Rav Yehuda says, Ein Pir Chom Etzel Esreifa. According to Tosis, it's only by the Acha Yisuri. Esreifa is after Chatzais. Remember, the Tosis, Shittas of Tosis, is that the Esreifa is after Chatzais. So the Chacham said to Rav Yehuda, how can you learn out such a din, Kavach Chaymer from Nisa? It's a Kula. Leimotza Eitzim, Ye Yeshuvu Botel. If you don't have Eitzim, you're not going to have any way to be Mekayim Tashbisha. You're going to be Yeshuvu Botel. Vet the Shagasai, what's the problem? You take it out of the house. You take it out of the house, it won't be over. Yes. So this early talk, it could be that you won't be over, but you won't be Mekayim Tashbisu. So it'll be Yeshua Botel Mi Mitzvah Tashbisu. You take it out of the house, you're not over by Rabbi Motzah. It's not a Meir Shus, but it's not necessarily Kim of Tashbisu. So it's Yeshua Botel Mi Mitzvah Tashbisu. The Shagzai doesn't answer. The Shagzai is Taka Chalik in the Ramah. Yeah. Anyway, there's also Ramban Chumash. I didn't look at it. Maybe it's Kedai to take a look. I haven't seen it yet. It's Ramban Chumash. Shmais, you'd base your test. Maybe I should put it up on the screen, see it together. I don't know what's behind the curtain. I haven't seen this Ramban. Shmais, you'd base your test. Give me a second, I'll get it up. Assuming everything cooperates. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ramban and Chumash. From Beischa. So what does that mean? It's Mismayit from Lecha. Maybe this Rashi is related to Rashi by us, that there's a drasha when you are Mekabal of Achrayis, but if it's Yichud Lei Bayis, it's not Motzi, it's like Lei Motzi. It's a similar drasha. No, but it's not talking about yichud lebayis. I don't know. Ve'elam chuvan esli she'ein b'mashim b'shuska lo heitzi chemtzi shal nochi shari b'shusa hu. What does that have to do? U'batim gulim shoven b'yem. Shoven him b'yem. Shteim b'shusha lo yil momen shalachem. Very strange rashi. This rashi needs a hezra. Ve'oyit she'achomen shal nochi shalakibu lo v'chayis eini bo b'heka she'zeh. The limud for Chemtzi shal nochi shal kibbal avachai. It's not from this drush of Beischa and Gulcha. She'ein shal batim poshut lehet the yosim shal gulim. Avol bebatim hu b'mashma isim and amikra hazeh d'chsiv lo yimotzei. V'teiru yoyitz lona m'd'chsiv lo yiro l'cho sa'or. Shal choy atarei val tarei shal achem shal gavaya. Ein lila b'gulim b'batim inayin tam loyim sa'or sa'or l'gzera shalva k'mef shim b'furish b'tchilis m'sechas p'sochim. Fine. So Rashi here is the mitzvah liyashu, but I want to see the Ramban. Aval haMedrash is there. Shadoshim abeischa b'shuscha av kol av gulcha b'shuscha. Ein el lohitzi chemtzi shel Yisrael shu b'shus nochi. Nakach shniyu b'michilta bebatechem lama nemer l'fisha nemer b'chol gulecha. Shemeni kemashmoi tamloi mebatechem abeischa b'shuscha av gulcha b'shuscha. Yotze chemtzi shel Yisrael shu b'shus nochi. If it would only say b'chol gulecha, it would mean shloin aniyah chemtzeinu b'chol gulenu afilu b'bayis shel nochri. Bayis shel nochri is also called gulenu. Why is Bayis Shel Nochri called Gulenu? Lachem bo bebateichem lohitzi Beisri Shel Nochri. Lamanu min ha-raisa hazu shel yizharnu min ha-toyre elo shel yinakayim chomet shelonu v'shusenu. Bein bebateinu, bein begulenu. Avon lefkadnu yisiv yagoy beveis bevayis sheloi einanu oivim olav barua b'imotzei. So if it would have said b'chol gvuleinu, I would have said even b'esri shel nochi. How is b'esri shel nochi called gvuleinu? Unless the guy has a house in my land. Yeah, but the guy has a house in my land, so it's b'chol gvuleinu. She said, no, it's not in Yerushus.
Gulam means like city, like the borders of your city? Or it means
not maybe the property there to sell. Maybe it means Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, maybe that's more Pashup Shat. Otherwise it's gonna contradict what we've been saying, because then it's gonna because that's a schirus. If it's my land, it's a schirus. And but maybe you're right, maybe Pashup Shat is Chogulam means I would have said all of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Torah says, no, but Techem, Lahitzi Basis Shal Nachi. So it's hard to make a tarei l'shalina kaim chomet shalano b'shusenu. That's been arishus. Ben b'batenu ben b'gvulenu. Avolim efkadnoi sebi adgoi b'bayin shaloi einonim oivolov ein onu oivomolov v'ayrobayim motzei. V'chein adove. Shim loy toimer kein. Al chomet shaloi ayve b'chomokim v'afilu hivkid b'yad goy b'medinas hayam. Chayim b'medinas hayam is lavdafka. It has to be b'gulenu. V'al shal nochri eino ayve olav v'afilu b'veishu shal Yisrael. Okay, no, lama nema b'vateichim v'lama nema b'gulenu. Ain't been batenu v'gvuleinu lebati hagoyim v'gvuleim hefesh. El shes harnu klal min atari elu mishusenu. So this is very similar to what he said by us in the Chiddushim, that it, this teidush, you know, this the teidush shekenu. Because otherwise, how are you going to be kind of dinu v'gvulecha? But here in the Ramban, it's very hard to believe he's talking about chomet shel nochi shekivu levachrayis. He hasn't talked about that yet. Maybe he has. I'm just scrolling up a second. Let's see further. Ulefize amu b'gemara yichud lebayis eni oivelav loyim shechomet shel nochi shekibul vachayis afal pishanidin kishaloi. Rashi learns the Gemara Pesachim differently. The Ichud Bayis means without Kabbalah Sachayis. But he learns, no, if you're Mekabel Achrayis, it's Mutter. If you're Miyachud Bayis, because it's not Bishus Yisrael. It's not Pella. It is Bishus Yisrael. Schirus Lekanya. That's a different Rosh. But Yotze Chemtze Shal Nochi Shu Bishus Yisrael, that's a different drasha. That's not from Lecha. But this drasha is telling me that the Lecha applies even Bebatim. That's like an argument like the Bryce in the previous Amud. Mechidam Mechamah Shanofel Mapoel is Gdeilo She'en Biyodu Lefakeh Chagal Bu Ovid Mimenu Mikol Odom Shemutu Dele Kavina Bei Shalcha. Also good Ramban to file away. He learns Nofel of Mapoel is if it's not Biyodu Lefakeh. Not the Mapelis of the Gemara, it could be Mefakeach. The Bryce is talking about a different Mapelis. That's that lacks in Shulchakas of Menu Mikolod. Okay, that's not our sugi right now. So I'm going to do this whole Ramban is Peladic. I'm going to make it a little bit smaller so we can get more into one screen. Well, it's not. It sounds very much not like I was wanting to learn the Ramban, because the Ramban is comparing the is saying that the Mechilta is the reason for Yichud Lebayis. Right, and without getting bogged down in the details, which I don't understand either, but that's for sure. He says he brings the Mechilta. That is the drasha of Vatechim Bishuschem, and that tells me that even Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, if it's Bishus Nochri, you're not over. And then he says, "Ulefize omu b'gemara yichud lebayis ene oyer olav." That the gemara of yichud lebayis is somehow nourished from this mechilta. Leimar shechomet shel nochi shekibul levachrayis afal pishenidin kishaloi and he also ele b'shus yisrael aval b'shus goy muta. I don't understand. How does it? But the Gemara brings a different drasha. Lo yimotzi hamotzi etzlecha, and the Gemara because otherwise chiv is kanya. Oh, maybe here we could use Rabbeinu David. That the drasha of hamotzi etzlecha is not telling me a new din. It's telling me that when it comes to chametz, chiv is kanya. And mimele, it's not called b'shuscha. It's not the amount, it's not the degree of b'shuscha that you need for chametz. Really, schir's like kanya. So l'chayr, it is b'shuscha. Shteit another b'shus here that you need is a b'shus hamotzi. But it's going back, and it's still just informing the drush of mabeischa b'shuscha. It's not a new halacha. That I don't understand. What's this hechacha? Because hech has a mishkachas law, which he has over here also, right? He has this hechacha. The chen hadavar. The last two words on this line over here that I'm waving at. The chen hadavar, which parallels what he said in the chidushim. Shem leitayim akein. If you're not going to say this word, the mabeischa b'shuscha, that if it's biad goy and arayver. Al chomet shelo yomer b'chol mokim. Afilu ifkidu biad goy, ifkidu biad goy b'medina sayam. And now he can say medina sayam. It says gulecho. Yashal Nachi and Aver Afilu Beveis Shal Yisrael. Okay, what does he mean? What does he mean? If you're Mekabel Achrayas, then you are Aver Beveis Shal Yisrael. I Yichud LeMakayim, but Yichud LeMakayim. He himself holds that's called that it's not in my rishus. Yichud leMakom is talking not in my rishus. So what's this kashim? Lo menemer v'techem, lo menemer v'gulecha. It was nemer for the din of chemtzah shel nochi shekibul of achrayas. That leimotzi is megala. That if it's not, if it's yichud leMakom, shiris for chometz is kanya, and it's not called in my gvul, and it's not called in my rishus, and that's the din of v'techem. What does he want for Chum? And in the Rabban and the Chidushim in Bayas, it's Mavur that this V'chein Adover, which he has the same Hechacha Bayas, it's coming to the Mechiach that the limitation that we find by Chemtzi Shel Nochi Shekibol of Achrayis. It's not limited to chemtzah shel nochi shekibul levachrayis, like he was meduma hayinu betchilo, but it applies even to chemtzah shel Yisrael mamash. What's to say they've got them? We're over there, and Ban Chumash is not nuchas to be mechalak in chemtish shel Yisrael and chemtish shel nuchas yekibol v'chayis. That's not his discussion. I mean, he brought a Rashi. That is not. He brought a Rashi that from Bishuscha we're memayit chem that you need kabbalah sachayis. It's very cryptic Rashi. He says nuchas mashmois. Rather, the drush of my basic Bishuscha. He's coming to teach me chemtzi shel Yisrael b'shus nochri. That you're not over. L'madnu min ha'braisa hazu shel yizharnu min ha'tayr elu shel nekayim chomet shavonu b'shusenu. Ben bebatenu, ben begulenu. Avol mefkad noy se biad goy, bebayis sheloy, einu no evim alav b'haryo pa'im osim. So what's the chen adorah? What's the ichocha? Shim loy toime kein, Al chamish loy ayvul b'chamal kaim afilu kiri biad gai. That's anochi no ayvul afilu v'esi shel Yisrael. Kein lama nema v'vateichem v'lama lama v'vulecho. Moshev Shat, he's not nochis to be mechalak in chamish shel Yisrael and chamish shel nochi shekibu v'chayis. That's about hakol lechot. It's coming from a chiyach that stop chamish shel Yisrael b'shus nochi yirad ayvul. I don't know why you need to say chacha. That's a Gemara Mufreshes. The Gemara says, "By us, yichud lebayis and izaku gluvar," even though you were mekabel achayis. I know why he doesn't want to bring that, because Rashi learns different shap in Gemara. Rashi is there. You were mekabel achayis. He brings it later. He brings it later. Harav leisova came beferish haGemara. So he doesn't want to go start from the Gemara. He starts stamming svarets muchuch. That Kabbalah, no, Rashi learned that, you know, he understood Rashi, you're over in Chametz wherever it is. Yichud lebayis means that it's ois Kabbalah sechayis. But if you're makabalah chayis, you're over b'chol makom. So the Sechein HaDover is to be mafkiah from Rashi. Sechein HaDover, don't think that doesn't have to be in your rishus at all. It could be sitting by a guy. And we'll learn like Rashi that yichud lebayis means you weren't makabalah chayis. No, that can't be, because then how you mekayim? The pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Pshuta shel mikra." You're going to tell me you're over b'chol makom and shel nochi, stam shel nochi, you're not over at all. And kain lama nema v'teichem and lama nema b'gvulecha. What's the ganze b'teichem and gvulecha? Must be telling me takadin that it has to be b'gvulecha, it has to be b'vatechem. It has to be an arishus. That's what it means. My basic b'shuscha, I've called b'shuscha. Gvul doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. Gvul means a bias. It doesn't have to be literally a bias. It could be a backyard. But it has to be my arishus, not just stam Eretz Yisrael. L'mnei b'vatechem, l'mnei b'gvulecha. Ein b'vatechem v'lein l'vatech goyim v'lein hefesh. He says, "Lefizeh." So pshat and yichud lebayis is poshut, because it's not his bias, it's not in his rishus, it's rishus goy. What do you mean? Each chiyur is like Kanya. We'll have to say like Rabbeinu David. Does state that's Rabbeinu David's state. For that we have Rabbeinu David. I think that's the shot here in the Ramban. This Ramban goes very well with Rabbeinu David. He's not discussing, is there a difference between Chem Sishal Yisrael and Chem Sishal Nochish Shekibbol Vachayis? There's nothing about that in this Ramban. He's discussing Bechal, is there a din that the Chomis has to be in my Rishos? If you Rashi, we don't know such a thing. Yichud Le'Bayis is different than Kudud because you weren't Mekabel Achayis. So he says, no. If that's the case, what's the din of Batechem? Vulecha. And he's saying, Shutu Shalmik, it says Batechem, it says Vulecha. Akochach is telling me a din that has to be in my Rishos, and that's what the Mechilta says. If it only said Vulecha, I would have thought it means Ganser Eretz Yisrael. I said, no, but Vulecha means your yards, your Bayer Sikhon Ma'ois, do me the Batim, but it's in my Rishos. And it says, Mukulch, otherwise the word Batechem is not to, the Vulecha, what do you say? It means Eretz Yisrael. What Chutz starts in Nodin Chometz. And Batechem, Avar Pshutta Shal Mikko means there must be some kind of din. The Mechilta is Pshutta Shal Mikko. There must be some din that has to be in my Rishos. That's what he's saying. Mechiltus pshut shel mikra. Otherwise, what does it mean by teichem and gvulecha? So a chacha that chem shel yisrael b'shus nochri is not over. But then I don't understand. But it's very hard to be mashver this Ramban with the Ramban in the Chidushim. Because the Ramban in the Chidushim, when he said this, here he's not nochis lechalak between chem shel yisrael and chem shel nochri shekibbol v'chayis. So he said, what do you do with the psukim? But the whole Ramban, the Ramban and the Chidushim, his whole discussion is there a Mokim L'chalik? That maybe the discussion, maybe the Yichud Le'Bayis is only by Chem Shishol Nochish Shekibbol V'chayis. Maybe Chem Shishol Mamash is different. And that Ibn Mechilta. No, even by Chem Shishol Mamash, it has to be in Yerushos. But Madnu Mikan, that Chem Shishol Yisrael is like Chem Shishol Nochish Shekibbol V'chayis. T'vayu B'shish Yisrael, Oyer B'shish Goyen Oyer. So what's my Atzmi U'mucho? What's he being mechiach? L'chorin, he's being mechiach that Chem Shishol Yisrael is like Chem Shishol Nochish Shekibbol V'chayis. So what's the chacha? Now, by the chumash, the mashma that he's coming to mechiach a different thing. He's coming to mechiach the notion that it has to be in my rishus altogether. That, like Afuki from Rashi by Yichud Le'Bayis, it's in the wrong place. You know what I think is going on? I think the paragraphs here are broken up wrong. I think Me'atzmi Humuchah is a new paragraph. I'm not sure if the Elam is with me or not. I can't tell. Everything's so quiet. When it's live, I can sort of feel what's going on. Maybe I'll keep, okay.
Tell him, Rabbi. I think we're here.
We're here. Okay, good. I think that Me'atzmi Humuchah in the Ramban is a new paragraph. I'm not being Magi anything. Just the printer, the way they broke up the paragraph. Me'atzmi Humuchah is a new paragraph, and it's not going on the Umechidumim Hayinu with the Lamadnu Mikan. That's parenthetic. It's going back on the Ikab Shat of Rabbeinu Tam and Yichud Le'Bayis. Rashlun Yichud Le'Bayis means you weren't Mekabel Achrayis. And it doesn't say in this Gemara anything about the Chometz having to be in Yerushus. Chometz doesn't have to be in Yerushus. Yichud Le'Bayis is not in Yerushus, it doesn't matter. If you're not Mekabel Achrayis, then it's not yours. If you're Mekabel Achrayis, it's yours, you're ever become welcome in the world. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not true. Yichud Le'Bayis works because it's not in Yerushus. There's a din Chometz has to be in Yerushus. So now the Ramban had a side track that Kimidumim Hayinu, that maybe that's only din by, maybe it only has to be in Yerushus by Chem Tzishol Nochri, maybe by Chem Tzishol Kibbol V'chayis, maybe Chem Tzishol doesn't have to be in Yerushus. But I found the Mechilta that it's not true, it's all the same. And the parentheses. And then he goes back and he picks up the main thread. And he says, and going back to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi seems to think that there's no din that has to be in Yerushus. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's an Yichud Le'Bayis, it has to be in Yerushus. He says, Me'atzmi Humucha, otherwise Pshutishal Mikko is that it has to be in Yerushus. It says Bivatechem and it says Bigulecha. What does that mean? The Mechilta is Pshutishal Mikko. Me'mele, that's the Pshat in Yichud Le'Bayis. I think when I ask, what do you mean? He says, here's like Kanyan, so the Gemara, no, here's my basic, it has to be Motzi. It's a different definition of Rishus. It's more of Rishus. That way it tracks. If we learn the Ramban this way, so first of all, stems with Rabbeinu David, but more importantly, it tracks the Ramban and Chumash. Because you see, in their Bana Chumash, that's what he's talking about. In their Bana Chumash, there's nothing about is Chemsi Shel Nochish, Yekibel Avachayis, the same as Chemsi Shel Yisrael or not the same as Chemsi Shel Yisrael. That he takes as a given, that it's the same thing. His discussion is there Bechala then that it has to be in Yerushos? What if it's sitting by a guy? So he says, so he brings him a Chilto, that it's the, he brings him a Chilto. And then he says that the Emes has Pshutu Shel Mikko. Chena Dova. If you're not going to say such a thing, then what? How do you understand Pshutu Shel Mikko? It says Bivatechem and it says Bivulecha. What does it mean? Hakochach means literally. It doesn't. What does it mean? Bivatechem Bivulecha. Melech Bivulecha can mean Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? Bivatechem. Hakochach means that it has to be in Yerushos. So what's Bivatechem and what's the difference between Bivatechem and Bivulecha? So that's the Mechilta. If it only said Bivulecha, I would say it means Gan Eretz Yisrael. It says Bivatechem that has to Gvulim Dumi Debatim. Gvulim doesn't mean Gan Eretz Yisrael. Gvulim means your yards, your Barisichon Moris, places that are like your Batim. He says the Mechilta is Mulchachim Shutu Shel Mikko. Okay, so it's a whole new Ramban. This is about a Chumash, a whole new Ramban now. That lo ilum is not machlekes Ramban Rabbeinu David. Comes out that Chazan Uloima, that what I said yesterday is not right. That the Ramban is not mechalek in Chemsi Shel Nochi and Chemsi Shel Nochi Shikibu Lechayis and Chemsi Shel Yisrael. It's all the same thing. If it's in your Shus, you're over. If it's not in your Shus, you're not over. And it's learned out from the Mechilta from Batim and Gulim. Yichud Le'Bayis is called that it's not a Meir Shus. Yeah, there's a pasuk that has to be Megala that it's not a Meir Shus. That Rabbeinu David was very informative. How he understood the din of Lo'i Motzei, and Motzei Etzlecha. It's a gilui on what's called Meir Shus for Chametz. And that's the whole Ramban.
Ready?
And the Me'atzma Mukhra is going on the Ikashitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's not nothing to do with the sidelight, the sideshow about Kimadun Mayunu. That ain't just knocked off at the Mechilta and finished. Yeah.
Why do you have to say the Me'atzma Mukhra is going all the way back? The line before, meaning in the latter part of the Ramban, Lamanu Mikan, he speaks about how Tarvayu need to be in the Rishas of the Yisrael. So meaning, it seems like it's...
Oh, you mean Lamanu Mikan, maybe that's already the new, I don't have to read paragraph. That's already going back to. Kimaduma Mayinu, that's the parenthesis. That Lamadna Mikan, going back to Rabbeinu Tam. You know, but that's not what he says. Lamadna Mikan, Shadin Chemsi Shalmoch, Ashmik, Yadin Chemsi Shalmoch, Shikibul of Achais.
The Tarvayu, and like both of them need to be in their shirt of Yisrael, and that's what he's saying. Is
yeah, but that's a Hemsich to the Mechilta. That's still coming to me, Mafkia, from the Kimaduma Mayinu. The Kimaduma Mayinu was that there's a difference in Chemsi Shalmoch and Chemsi Shalmoch, Shikibul of Achais. And he brings him a chilta, and he says, "No, there's no difference in chemsi shel nochi and chemsi shel yisrael and chemsi shel nochi shkibul avachayis. They're both the same. They're only bishus yisrael."
And that din of both of them being bishus yisrael is coming from the mechilta.
Yeah, but the lamad mikan is still the mechilta that he's being mechiyach is still where he's being mafkiyah from the kimaduma mayinu. The me'atzmei hu mukhra, on the other hand, is not coming to be mafkiyah. Has nothing to do with the kimaduma mayinu. The Kimaduma Mayinu had no problem with Pshutu Meshutu Shel Mikra. When he thought that only the Chemsi Shel Nochi are we Mechalak, between which Rishus it's in, the Pshutu Shel Mikra was not an obstacle. The Pshutu Shel Mikra is for Chemsi Shel Nochi Shekibul V'chayis. That he just dispenses, that he just uses the Mechilta to knock down. Now it goes back to the main Yisayit of Ramein Atam, that you need Rishus Yisrael. According to Rashi, it doesn't say anything more. It might be true according to Rashi, but it doesn't say it in the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's said in the Gemara. That's the interview for Le'Bayis. It's a little bit mashma that the Ramban understood Rashi, that Rashi doesn't require it to be in his Rishus. That's why he didn't want to learn Yichud Le'Bayis. It means that it's out of his Rishus. Rashi didn't have that at all. Harabli Sovakein. The Rabban Chumash is Harabli Sovakein. I don't think he's going on, you know, is Yichud Le'Bayis called Yerushus or not Yerushus? That's not Harabli Sovakein. Harabli Sovakein in the Holy Site. Okay, I think this is this Ramban Chumash opened up our eyes. Okay, so I mentioned briefly that Taisavin and Taisavin and Peretz hold that the din that chemsi shall yisrael yoyver even if it's not in Yerushas. It's only chemsi shall nochi that has to be in Yerushas. But I think there's a chilik between them. I mean, the Taisavin. When he says the word, so he says, I got the hezba. He says like this. V'lei sharinun kishi yichid le'mokim ela dafka b'chemtis shel goy. The whole heter of yichid le'mokim is only by goy shechametz. Da'afagav dekibu l'achayus yolov. Even though you're mekabel achayus. Kol mokim, kol hechid dekoy, the goy habi. L'maisa belongs to the goy. V'maisa goy litil, en yisol yochel la'akavit. If the goy wants it back, can't stop him. U'min dina habi de le'levi yisol iluya de karina b'shel chavale shelachem. By rights, it should be you're not over at all. It's not lecha. El mishum the siv lo yimotzi the mashman afilu shel goy asinule. Since we have another pasuk lo yimotzi, it's marbi even goyish shechametz. So we aser it. Le aser achmona ela bebeisi shel yisrael. Mishia motzi lo bechol beisai. Afal hamiyichid le mokim sheni motzi bechol beisai lo yosrei. It's really goyish shechametz. It's not goyish shechametz. Really shouldn't be over. It's not lecha. The Torah said, Lo Yimotzei. So in Lo Yimotzei, there's a limit. The Torah only said, Lo Yimotzei, if it's Bevesh Shal Yisrael, and it's Motzli B'chol Beisai, it's not Yichidli Bayis. But if it's not Motzli B'chol Beisai, you can put it wherever you want, but you are Miyachad Le'mokoyim, it's not Motzli B'chol Beisai. So that far the Torah didn't go. Aval Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, Kol Hecha Dekoyti Dehabi, Yubishusai, Chemtzi Shal Yisrael, wherever it is, it's yours. And wherever it is, it's in your Shus. Ve'elon Ukoyach La'tiroi. How could it be mutter? Sha'akayil hu b'shusay. Wherever it is, it's in his rishus. Sha'a yochil la'akdishay b'chol mokim shu'aymed. It could be makdash it anywhere. Be'af agav to be in a mishki akdash is based on my basic rishus, you have called b'shusay, even though to be makdash something, it has to be in your rishus. If it's gonov, so we learn out from my basic rishus, so that you can't be makdash something which is gonov. But if it's sitting in the street, you could be makdash it. So you see that even if it's sitting in the street, it's called your rishus. So Mela, it's called Bebatechem. Madaminu Leel, Ein Leel, Bebatim, Beboris, Sichon, Beboris, Menayim, Tamaloyim, Bechol Gvulecho, which is Mashma only Begvulecho, but not in Rishus HaRabim, or in Rishus of a Goy. Ledashin Roche, Ela, Bechem, Sishal Goy, that's only Bechem, Sishal Goy. The Nafgulon, Me Lo Yimotzi, which is what we learned out from Lo Yimotzi, that they are over if you Mekabal of Achrayas. That's also called like Beisai. And if you're Mekabal of Achrayis, it's also. But Afka Chemsi Shul Goy Bein in Gulecha, Al Chemsi Shul Yisrael B'chol Duch the Davi Ovri Yului came in the Bishu Sikoy. The Kitzer, Tosfos Rid, he's Mechal. Chemsi Shul Yisrael Ovri B'chol Mokim. That all the limitations are only by chemtzis shel nochi shel kibul l'vachayis, but he says a hezber. He doesn't say because chemtzis shel yisrael doesn't have to be in his rishus. He says what he says is because chemtzis shel yisrael wherever it is in his rishus. because it's called Bishusai. You see, you can be Makdashit. If it's by a guy, you can be Makdashit. He's not a Ganav. He's a Shomer. Wherever it is, it's in your Rishus. So if it's called Beis Eichel, it can be Makdashit. It's called Beis Eichel, Lagabi Bari Rabbi Matze. So then it comes to Chomet Shal Nochi Shekiva Lachayis, which is not really yours. It's a Chiddush Din, the Torah says Lo Yimotze. So Lo Yimotze has Din, and what's called Motze? It has to be Motze Lo Yimotze, and so on and so forth. That's the Tesis Rid. So the Chilak, according to Tesis Rid, Lechayra, you need... What's he saying? Is he saying a chayshin mishma de kechilik, or is he saying a chametz de kechilik? He sounds like he's saying both. He says a chametz de kechilik. This is mamish my chametz. So it's a bedinu, I should be over wherever it is. Chentsh shal nochi, it's really not my chametz. Achidish lo yimotze. Lo yimotze, it has dinim, it has to be motze yetzle. Motze b'chol, it has to be motze b'chol beisei. Sheyeh motze lo b'chol beisei. But he also says the chayshim mishpatik achilik that chomet shaloi wherever it is it's called mayrshus. Chomet shal nochi shkibul v'chayis it's not called in mayrshus. Doesn't have this din that wherever it is it's in mayrshus. Or maybe it does. I don't know. Why does he need both? Because it's not so clear to me. He says two things. It's not so clear to me why he needs both. He says one thing that chemshi shal yisrael you're more likely to be over. It's Chemtzi Shal Yisrael. Bidinu, I should be over wherever it is. Chemtzi Shal Nochi. Be'emes is Chemtzi Shal Nochi. By rights, I should not be over on it. So Achidish, Lo Yimotzei. Lo Yimotzei has Agbolus. Hamotzi Lo Yibichol Beisei. Can't even be Yichudei Bayis, even though Schir is like Kanya, but it's not Motzi Lo Yibichol Beisei. By the way, there's a Hagdor over there. What does it mean? Schir is like Kanya, but it's not Motzi Lo. It's not Motzi. It's the word of Motzi. Right? What does that mean even? Schir is like Kanya, but it's not Motzi Lo. The Gemara at the end. It's not motzi. It's a new drasha. Lo yimotzi. Yichud lebayis tzchiris lo kanya, but it's not motzi. So up till now, I thought the pshat is that it's not that tzchir is not kanya, but I don't have so much of a drisus regal since the ma'aseh tzocher, I don't have such a drisus regal to get to it. In Tosfos Yerida says, I think I have a different hasbar. I can't take the chometz and put it wherever I want. And in order to be called motzi, I have to be able to put it wherever I want. It has to be motzi loy b'chol beisai. I want it. It's more convenient to me to have in the cupboard. I could be in the cupboard wherever I want to put it. I could put it here. It's limited. I could. It's only over here in the special place that was miyachet for it. So that takes away that it's not motzi loy b'chol beisai. Anyway, that's parenthetic. But al kaponim, he says one word that the requirement of motzi loy b'chol beisai, that's by chometz is not really yours. There it's limited. Chometz that's really yours could be wherever you want. But he doesn't stop with that. He says, it's another word, that chametz, your chametz is yours wherever it is. It's in your shus wherever it is. What does he need that to sefes? Because of pshuta shel mikra, the Torah says, batechem. What do you do with pshuta shel mikra? No, it is batechem, wherever it is. It says by hektish also, yishki hektish is basic. Wherever it is, it's basic. But that's the Tosfos. Is chemtzi shel nochi shekibul v'achrayis, if it's sitting in the street, is it in my rishus? I mean, it's moot. It's certainly not motzi. So it's a moot point. Could be stacking out of my rishus. This notion that it's my rishus, wherever it is, but it's when it's mine. Chemtzi shel nochi altogether not so much mine. I have an achrayis. Maybe it's altogether not in my rishus. But I'm teifse bevesai, so the Torah is mechayim me on the fact that he's teifse bevesai. If it was caught in my house. But that has to be matzah yetzli. Taisa made a parrot is much less hasbar. Taisa made a parrot. He brings you in a time. That lo yimotzi v'teichem is not motzi. He came in shichu l'bayis. He says, v'mishvah yimotzi enu eivir, afagav t'kibu l'vachayis. And here's where it starts. The davke k'shachomet shaloi, also eivir mishim ba yimotzi, afagav she'enu b'vesoi. If it's shaloi eivir, wherever it is, aval chemtzi shalgoi enu eivir lo b'bal yimotzi, came in shichu l'bayis. If I got the kibbley achrayis, we call mokum ainu shul yisrael. It's not mamish his. Then a chayev eli mignev oy misfit. You're not really chayev unless it gets stolen. It's funny line. You're not really chayev unless it gets stolen. It's like isa be'enei. It's really isa be'enei. You only have to, it's only if it's nignev oy nevad, then you're going to have a you're going to have to pay for it. Ubashase iser adai le misfit. Kol yimei pesach adai le misfit. He spends his time being masbir that chometz shekibul v'chay is not really shaloi, because he says lemais it wasn't never yet. It's very much like the gemara about isa b'enei and lesa b'enei. Lemais it wasn't yet never. Chay means even as dover gremlu moment. It's not really. There's not really a gremlus moment over here by kibul v'chay. Not really shaloi. So there you're only over if it's in his rishus. Sounds to me like he's saying, what is this negate to? We already know. Fine. We already have the Gemara before. Really, it's not a Dover Gemara Lomamon because Issa Be'enei, so I need Exeris HaKosov. I need Exeris HaKosov. Lo Yimotzei. Ma'inyin Zei, what does that do with us over here? Whether you need Beisai, you don't need Beisai. Because it's really Issa Be'enei, it's not really a Dover Gemara Lomamon. So therefore, you're only over if it's in your bias. It's like a non sequitur. What is one thing? Ma'inyin Shmitei Tzlasina. Sounds to me like he's saying that by chometz shaloi, where it's really shaloi, the mechayev is the bailus. If the mechayev is the bailus, then bedinu, that wherever it is, you're the bailus. You don't stop being the bailus because they're on the street. By chometz shekibul of achrayis, it's really not shaloi. You can't say that it's shaloi. It's really not shaloi. It's isa be'enei. It's not even a dover gremlu moment. So the mechayev, even if you were mekabel achrayis, is not the bailus, because you're not a bailus. The mechayev is that it's in your house. Only there's a tanai. Even if it's in your house, can't be chomet shalachem. Atarvei shalachem. So we need something that makes it that it's not shalachem. So achrayis is enough that it's not called chomet shalachem. It's a tanai in the chomet itself. It can't be called chomet shalachem. So it's enough. I was mekabel achrayis. Could be that one day I'll have a gremlus moment from it. So that's cool that it's not called chometz shel achayim. But then that's not the mechayev. The mechayev is that it's in my house. So if the mechayev is that it's in my house, so then this dinim, it has to be in my house. And not only in my house, but it has to be motzi etzlay and so on and so forth. I think that's what he's saying. I think it's a different word than Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says that chometz shel lo yirei, even if it's in the street. Because even if it's in the street, it's in my rishus. As you made parents, I don't need that. Chomet shaloi, even if it's in the street, because it's still shaloi. The whole beischo is only when it's not shaloi, and I'm being mechayev, and it's being a, by chomet shaloi, the mechayev is that it's shaloi, so I don't care if it's in his house. The whole beischo is when it's not chomet shaloi. So then I have to come on to the fact that it's in his house, because the mechayev is the fact that it's in his house.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
What Rebbe is saying in Tosha Rabbeinu Peretz is like very much a Rebbe quoted from Rebbe Zalman that it's not the chazus mechayev you, but it's the fact that it's in your house. And the chazus is just an
afkhaz. Right, very much like Avshach. That the fact that it's in my house is the mechayev, not the bailus. Very much like that. But in Tosha Rabbeinu Peretz, he's saying that's only mechomish al good. Mechomish al Yisrael is not true. Mechomish al Yisrael, the mechayev is that it's mine. And that's why I don't care where it is. Chomet shel nochi the mechayim is that it's in my rishus, but there's a tonight. It has to be a chomet shel. It can't be chomet shel achem. After roish shel achem. So, but the etzim mechayim is the fact that it's in my rishus. In Taisus Rid, I know Taisus Rid is a little bit is not so clear to me because like I said before, he seems to have two different things going on. But Taisus Rid certainly the gabe chomet is in the street. His asbar is because it's in my rishus. I'm not sure. The Taishrit may have this notion too, because Taishrit seems to have two things going on. And again, it's not so clear to me why he has to have both. He also has this notion. Really, you shouldn't be Eben Chem Shal Nochi at all. The Taishrit also had such diburim. That really, I forgot the Kibbul Achrayis, it's really the guys. And the guy could take it. You shouldn't be Eben really in that din. Because it's really shalachem. The Karina Beis Shalcha v'loy shalachem. But since it says layimotzei, it's mashmir afilu shal goyasrin lay. So that's only when it's beveis shal Yisrael. Sheyimotzli b'chol beisli and so on. That first paragraph in the Tosfos read it. The Maaseh sounds very much like what I'm saying in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. That the chiluk between chomet shal goy and chomet shal Yisrael is it's a different mechayev. Chomet shal Yisrael mechayev is because it's mine. Chomet shal nochi bedino I shouldn't be chayev at all. It's not mine. The state lo yimotzei is it has to be motzei. That's mamish lal derech. I think what I'm saying in Taisa Benu Rabenu in Taisa Benu Peretz. For some reason, Taisa Rid has this other Tosefos that Chem Shishol Yisrael in the street. The reason why you're over Taisa Benu Peretz seems to stop with this. This is enough. That's sufficient. If I'm over because it's mine, then who cares? It's in the street. It's mine. Taisa Rid seems to think that's not enough. We need a Tosefos dvarim. That even when it's in the street, it's considered to be in my rishus. So it satisfies basically. Maybe the machlekes is saying how to understand the psukim. Tosha Rabbeinu Peretz held that the psukim of Beischa and Gvulcha is talking about Chem Shishol Nochi Shekibul Avachai. That's where I need Beischa. That's where I need Beischa. That's where I need Batechem, and that's where I need Begvulcha. By Chem Shishol Nochi Shekibul Avachai's. But Chem Shus Yisrael, the Etzim Shaloi is causes him to be over. And Rebbeinu, the Tosfos Rid held that's not enough. Avada Batechem and Bulech is not only going to Chem Shus Goy. Avada is going to Chem Shus Yisrael too. So Kochach, there is a Tanai of Batechem. You can't just say there's no Tanai of Batechem by Chem Shus Yisrael. Avada, there is a Tanai of Batechem. But that's miskayim with the fact that you could be Makdashit. You see, that's also called Batechem. So what's the difference in Chem? So why by Chemtzi Shal Nochi Shekibul of Achrayis does it have to dafka be in my house? And not only in my house, but it can't even be Yichud Le'Bayis. It has to be Motzulei B'chol Beisoy. That's already a different word. There he says, Al Derech L'Tayis Rabbeinu Peretz. Because the Mechayim is not that it's mine. It's not enough that it's mine and it's in my Rishus. The Mechayim is that it's Motzulei, because really not his. So I need a Mechayim that it's Motzulei. Motzulei means that it has to be not Yichud Le'Bayis. I think he needs it because if Chem Shishol Yisrael needed motzui, then in the street he wouldn't be over because in the street it's not motzui. That's why he needs both things. It's the Taisha really he goes like this. You can't say Batechem and Gulecha is not going on Chem Shishol Yisrael. That does violence to Pshut Shul Mikra. Avada Batechem and Gulecha is going even on Chem Shishol Yisrael. Al Kochach, you have to say that even in the street it's called Batechem. You could be Makdashit, it's called Batechem. So stop there. So why not just say, so fine. So that's the difference. Chem Shishol Yisrael, it's in my rishus, wherever it is. Chem Shishol Nochi Shekibul Avachayis, if it's in the street, it's not in my rishus. That's why I said it'd be in my house. So stop right there. Why do you need anything further? Terence said, that's not enough. Because Chem Shishol Nochi Shekibul Avachayis, it's not enough that it's in my house. Schir's like Kanye, Yichud Le'Bayis is still in my house. So there's another tonight. It has to be Motziloi. Matzli means it has to be available to me. Well, if it's such a Torah that has to be available to me, then how am I ever Chemtish Shal Nochri that's in the Chemtish Shal Yisrael that's in the street? Chemtish Shal Yisrael that's in the street. Maybe it's in my Rishus, but it's not Matziloi. It's not better than Yichud Bayis. The answer is Matziloi is only a Tanai by Goya Shechamis. By Yiddish Shechamis, no Tanai of Matziloi. And why? Because Yiddish Shechamis, because here it says, because by Goya Shechamis, the Mechayiv is that it's Matzi. Because it's really not, this is already doing it to the Tesha of parents. By Goya Shechamis, the Mechayiv is that it's Matzi to him. It's really not his. What's Mechayiv? The fact that it's Matzi. So Matzi has to be Matzi. By Yiddish Shechamis, I don't need the Mechayiv being Matzi. The Mechayiv is that it's his. But Avad is a Tanai that has to be Batechem. But Batechem could be in the street too. May not be Motzi, but it's Batechem. I think Tosha Ben Peretz, there was Mashal that Batechem is going on Goy. Goy go, is going on Goy Shechamitz. Dafka Shechamit Shaloi, also over Mishum Bayi Motzi, Afagav She'enei Beveisoi. V'chem Tzishav Goy, Eino Eber Lov, Kevin Bivayi Motzi, Kevin She'ich Eloi Bayis. It's really not his. Maybe it's Hamuchuch, but it sounds to me like that. It doesn't have this extra as bar. Okay. Okay, fine. I think we'll stop here. I should make maybe a sikkum, but I'll write it up. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.